Lao Tzu, living in China in the 4th century BC, formulated the Dao, which can be summarized as an attitude of tranquility, non-artificiality, and simple enlightenment. In Taoism, that which is absolutely perfect is dead. For without the possibility of growth and change, there can be no Dao. Lao Tzu taught that the highest form of man is he who adapts himself to and keeps pace with movements of change. Coupled with the doctrine of Dao is the teaching of Wu Wei, the secret of mastering circumstances without asserting oneself against them. Wu Wei is said to have been discovered by watching the snow fall on the branches of trees. On the branches of tough and rigid trees, the snow piled up until the branches cracked beneath its weight. But thin and springy branches simply yielded and threw the snow to the ground without being broken. Bodhidharma is credited with originating the martial arts based upon Wu Wei concepts at the Shaolin Temple in Hanoi, China. The principle is to yield to an oncoming force in such a way as to render it harmless and, at the same time, change its direction by pushing it from behind instead of resisting from the front. Relating this to day-to-day living, the Bushido personality never opposes things. He never attempts to change things by asserting himself against them. Instead, he yields to their full force and either pushes them slightly out of line or else moves them around in the opposite direction without ever encountering their direct force. This is the principle of controlling things by going along with them. The key to success is approaching all problems from the other person's vantage point. In using Wu Wei techniques, you always speak in a calm voice without challenging. Thus, the person you're confronting has no reason to become angry. When there is a conflict between two or more people, the conditioned response is to cope by fight or flight. The third alternative is verbal discussion, but all too often it results in fight or flight responses. The fourth approach is Wu Wei, which has been developed into contemporary techniques known as assertiveness training, or AT. Flight responses are passive and range from giving in to an unreasonable request from your mother to accepting a role established by your mate to lying and making up an excuse when your friend wants to borrow your car to withdrawal, all of which amount to some form of hiding or running away. Fight responses are aggressive and range from lightly veiled sarcasm directly towards your mate to childish yelling at the repairman who is an hour late getting to your house to actual physical violence. Both responses result in unpleasant fear-based emotions, which usually fail as an effective method of coping with problems. Most of us are conditioned from childhood to feel anxiety or guilt, and we grew up learning to do anything we could to avoid having to feel them. Mom and Dad emotionally trained us this way because it was an efficient control technique, and probably because their own parents used similar methods on them. We were taught that things were good, bad, or naughty. For example, "You're a naughty boy for going outside in your bare feet." The statement implies that you should feel guilty. As you grew up, Mom may have continued to condition you with her ideas of how things should be. Often, this was done indirectly with innuendos such as, "Thank God at least your sister believes in helping out her mother," or, "Good boys who study bring home excellent report cards." Since your report card wasn't very good, you must not be either. And because you tried to scam your way out of doing the chores, you're obviously bad. God himself probably thinks so. The conditioning results in learned techniques to avoid the discomfort of anxiety and guilt. All too often, these are flight responses, such as, "I'd love to help you with chores, Mother, but I have an awful headache, and I think I'd better lie down for a while." So from childhood, we learn to deal with our problems indirectly and often dishonestly. We repress our real feelings at the expense of our self-respect and often our physical well-being. If you're being non-assertive in response to guilt feelings, to keep the peace or to avoid a scene, you're repressing your real feelings. Repression is self-destructive, for repressed feelings will find an indirect way of manifesting. Your husband flirted with another woman at the cocktail party, but you managed to repress your angry feelings because you thought it would seem petty. Yet the next day you exploded in anger when he came into the house with muddy shoes. Most relationship fights are not really about the subject of the argument. They're the result of previously repressed feelings that simply have to surface. If they don't surface in one way, they will in another. The long-term result of too many flight responses will be the manifestation of some kind of mental or physical effect. By becoming an assertive individual who stands up for your rights and says what you feel, you reduce repression, and the result is often the elimination of physical symptoms.